Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 tips for embracing aging with grace. And I'm bringing this forth for you today because today I sent out an email to my audience. If you're not a member of my email list and you would like to, you can subscribe by clicking the link down below in the show notes. But that tends to be where I share a little bit more vulnerably, as well as here on Note to Self. And I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit about what I shared in that email today. But specifically in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 tips for embracing aging with grace. In my email today, I expressed that after I turned 30, I started to notice physical changes within my body that I associated with aging. And it wasn't the aging process that I had resistance towards or that, well, I did have a bit of resistance, but it wasn't what was creating the suffering because I was still operating as vibrant, as healthy, as vital as always. In fact, I was embracing a whole new journey within my body and healing my scoliosis and just focusing more on health and well-being in general. But I noticed that the suffering was really coming from my mind. About all the things that I was making aging mean about me. Like I'm no longer in my prime, my skin is sagging on my face, it's definitely different, the skin on my body is different, and I even made it mean things like, well, if I'm continuing to age and I'm no longer in my prime, I'm never going to find a relationship. There were so many stories that I told about the aging journey, and I was really in a space of suffering about it. But it was actually during this time where it was really being illuminated and highlighted that I was in my personal journey moving through the law of being. This is an IPEC program, which I introduced to you in the previous two podcasts. I'm actually launching it right now. We will begin on this journey mid-March. It's a four-month group coaching program that includes the Law of Being IPEC program, accompanied by weekly group coaching with me to really integrate the learnings and teachings. It's incredibly empowering, and it shifted, of course, not only my health journey and really integrated being health and being vitality and starting to transform the way that I felt and thought about aging and the relationship that I had with aging and myself. And side note is, of course, our relationship with ourselves is the longest relationship we'll ever have. So whenever things show up in my journey that I start to judge myself on, or I create resistance, or I make things more difficult, or my perfectionism tendencies are arising, I always bring this to my coaching sessions with my coach and my journal. I always use that as a bit of a notification that, hey, we've got to do some deeper digging here to relieve this suffering and embrace ourselves more fully. Embrace the beautiful being that I am, that you are. I encourage you that whenever, if ever, you're facing resistance in some type of area, illuminate it. Don't resist it. I resisted it for a while. And like I said, there were different ways in which I was picking myself apart. But it was beautiful because, of course, when entering into a container of any kind of program, it's going to illuminate what needs to be released, resolved in order to create the transformation that you've intended to receive. And I really wanted to feel like my best self. I really wanted to integrate, of course, health and well-being and transmute what was there for me around the aging journey, but as well as just stepping into my most abundant version yet, really being love, really being consciousness, really being happiness. And this program completely transformed transformed the trajectory of my year. Because if I didn't address some of the ways in which I was being towards myself and creating resistance, let's say around abundance, around wealth, around health, I would not have had the best year of my life yet. And 2024, I can say, is off to being the best year of my life yet, and it keeps getting better. And I truly believe this. And a lot of that conditioning was done through law of being. So if you are feeling the call to really claim your up level and step into a completely new way of being for you, then check out Law of Being. It will be linked down below. We begin mid-March, and it's going to be an incredible journey together. But in today's episode, like I said, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 tips for embracing aging with grace. We are all on this journey of life, and embracing aging with acceptance and comfort is a journey on its own, and it involves a few different things. It involves a combination of mindset shifts, self-care practices, and lifestyle adjustments. So here are 10 of my tips to really cultivate a positive and empowering relationship with aging and ultimately yourself. So number one is to shift your mindset. Instead of viewing aging as a decline, reframe it as a natural and beautiful part of life's journey. Embrace the wisdom, the experiences, and opportunities that come with each passing year. So I think a key word in what I just shared with you is decline. I had this idea as soon as I passed 30, like, oh, here we go. We're on the decline. When really, it's like, no, every single year of my life, I actually know myself even better, and better things keep unfolding in my reality. I look around at the landscape of my life, and everything is better than how it has been before, and that's been such a direct result of the internal work that I've continued to do. So that first tip is to shift your mindset. Start to view aging, or ask yourself, how am I viewing aging? And ask yourself, how do I want to view it? How do I want to feel about the aging journey? The next tip is to practice gratitude. And I know that gratitude is one of these words that we hear over and over again, but focusing on the positives in your life and expressing gratitude for the experiences that you've had, the relationships that have entered your life, the accomplishments that have shaped who you are today, that focus allows you to feel very confident in yourself and acknowledge everything that you've overcome, the resiliency in your being. It supports you in cultivating a mindset of gratitude that actually allows you to appreciate the present moment and approach aging with a sense of abundance versus lack. So again, it's this focus on cultivating a mindset of gratitude. When you focus on gratitude, that becomes your mindset, and that starts to create the lens in which you view reality. So a way to implement this is to perhaps write yourself a letter about everything that you've overcome that has brought you to this age that you are right now, right? I mean, even if we're talking in relation to the body, like something that comes up for me is I have a scar on my right knee from a scooter crash in Bali. And I remember when I got that, I was like, oh man, like now my knee is gonna have this scar on it for the rest of my life. But I look at that scar from time to time, and it really ignited a powerful growth journey for me. And it happened in Bali. It was a scooter accident. It was just like, you know, me just living my most adventurous life and always following where I feel led to go. And that's sort of the reframe that I have on it. So it's not a scar. It's not a, or it, like it physically is a scar, but it's not something that has scarred me in a negative way. It's something that I actually feel grateful for, or just acknowledging my growth journey when I look at it. So that's just an example for you. The third tip here is to stay active, because engaging in regular physical activity to maintain strength, flexibility, and mobility as you age is incredibly powerful. In the email that I shared this morning, one of the stories that was definitely in my mind was, if I don't move my body every day, I start to feel like I'm 80 years old. I feel stiff, I feel this, I feel that. And instead of like feeling like I had to move to not feel old, I actually did deeper work on the relationship that I had with exercise. And the way of being in which I approach movement and exercise now is that I always find activities that I enjoy that suit my fitness level. So for me, I really love yoga and Pilates, and I'll watch videos on Pilates, or I'll take reformer classes, or I'll just do a mixture of stretching, yoga, yin yoga, and Pilates in the day. And for me, I find so much joy and connection to my body in doing that, that it feels like, of course, it is a full body workout, but it just feels like all that I need, even more so. It also boosts your physical health, of course, when you're moving, and it boosts your mood. You overall feel better, that you feel like you're empowered in this journey of taking care of your well-being. So a way to integrate this into your life is really ask yourself, like, what are the activity, not necessarily exercise or like going to a class, but how do you enjoy connecting with your body and moving your body? I think in the Western world anyways, there's all this hype, or like what I've struggled with in the past is feeling like I had to go to some boutique fitness class and really push myself so that I was sore for a whole week and blah, 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 and really just feel exhausted. And I started to realize, hey, you know what? Like sometimes there's a space or a chapter where I'm really, really called to push myself. And and move my body into next levels of expansion or growth. But for the most part, on a daily basis, it just feels good for me to move and connect. And what's interesting is that in making these deeper connections and transformations in my body, I actually have the best body that I've ever had. So I share that with you just to illuminate that even more than like just the doing the physical actions of movement, it's like when we can create these deeper connections in our body, everything just feels effortless, and we effortlessly create our dream bodies or our dream ways of being. The next tip I have for you is prioritizing self-care. So of course, take care of your body, mind, and spirit, and get enough sleep, eat a balanced diet, stay hydrated, manage stress through relaxation techniques, etc., etc. Prioritizing self-care will look different to every person. For me, the way in which this actually supports me feeling positive about my aging journey is that I, for example, love my evening skincare routine. I love doing face masks. I love doing hair masks even, but I really love taking care of myself in this way. And every time that I put on a face mask or every time that I put on my evening moisturizer, I just feel like, yes, I am rejuvenating my skin. I am hydrating my skin. I am replenishing my being. And so notice that story is so much different than my skin is sagging and I'm aging or I'm getting wrinkles. So think about what could taking your self-care game to a new level look like for you that would really support you in reframing, again, integrating the new ways in which you're going to feel and think and be around aging. The next tip is to nurture the relationships in your life. So by cultivating meaningful connections with our family, our friends, and community members, we feel that deep sense of support and connection. And that's essential for emotional well-being. And maintaining strong relationships in our life helps us to combat feelings of being alone on the journey. And when we're aging, like what I found is when I was going into the stories or the suffering about aging, I just felt like, nobody really knows like what it feels like to be me in this aging journey right now. We're never alone. I know like when I share that with you, you're like, well, of course you're not alone. Like we're all, 1 year younger every single day, but it can feel really isolating when you get into those stories of the mind. So having deeper connections with people and being able to express how you're feeling, being safe to be who you are, even have conversations about the aging journey can help to bring a normalization to it. I know that I brought aging itself to a coaching session a few times, and having my coach there to support me really helped me, again, to integrate this reframe on my reality to create an entirely different way of being around aging. So think about the relationships you have in your life and think about perhaps having a conversation if you feel like you want to talk about it and relate to the people around you around aging, or even asking like your grandparents or elders in your life, like, how has the aging journey been like for you? And start to learn from them. It can be very, very powerful. The next step here is, or the next tip I should say, is focusing on personal growth. So embrace opportunities for personal growth and self-discovery. By exploring new hobbies, interests, and skills that bring you joy and fulfillment, you feel rejuvenated. You feel a light inside of you. Lifelong learning keeps the mind sharp and helps you stay engaged and curious about the world around you. So for me, I love personal growth. I just recently entered into a new coach's program, so I have a new coach, and I just love this because I learned so much about myself. I feel like I've always followed where I felt led and who I wanted to work with, which programs I wanted to partake in, and it always ignited a next level in me because, of course, the intention that we have for a transformation we want to make, when we start to align those actions, we feel like, yeah, I am growing, I am evolving. And in that, perhaps it's a transformation of, instead of calling it aging, if that feels like a bit more declining in nature, is I'm evolving, I'm growing, I'm learning. When we focus on what we're learning and we witness growth inside of ourselves, we feel accomplished, we feel empowered, and that's how that can really support the aging journey. The next tip I have here is to celebrate milestones. Celebrate your achievements, celebrate all the milestones, the big ones, the small ones, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a personal accomplishment. Take the time to acknowledge and celebrate the journey you've been on and the progress that you've made. I love celebrating. I always take the time to think about how I can celebrate big things that happen for me in my reality. And like, for example, this week, I'm going to go out for this dinner that I've wanted to go on to this restaurant for quite some time here in Austin with my partner to celebrate my new program and all the beautiful souls that are that I've intaken already or who will feel the call to sign up in the next few weeks. It's a big next step for me because, like I said, I've kind of been integrating this next cycle in my business, of course, hiring a new coach, like really deciding to go for it. So it's important for me to celebrate these milestones of I'm in a new cycle now and I'm claiming this and I'm celebrating it and I am just enjoying the abundance of my life. And so it can be those personal accomplishments or like I said, just celebrating your birthday, celebrating the evolution of a relationship through anniversary. Just ask yourself, like, how can I celebrate the milestones? And it doesn't necessarily mean spending money in any way. You can create a celebration for yourself through a personal ceremony, through just deciding to take a day off and just allow yourself to relax, perhaps do those face masks, nurture yourself with self-care. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. The next tip that I have is seeking support. So don't hesitate to seek support from professionals such as therapists, counselors, coaches, healthcare providers. If you're struggling with any feelings such as anxiety, depression, or low self-esteem related to aging, talking to someone can provide a valuable perspective and support as you navigate this stage of life, which is what I hope that I'm providing in this podcast for you today, is you're not alone in this journey. So if you feel like there is that struggle that's present, bring it to your therapist or bring it to a coaching session. Like I said, I brought this to the coaching session with my coach a few times to really integrate new ways of being around aging. And I'm sure that's in the future as well, because we are on this journey called life. A next level of that might come up for me. And I know that I will, in fact, seek support from the spaces in which I feel safe to do so. So I encourage you to do so if you do feel the call, and there's no shame in that ever. Tip number 9 is to practice mindfulness. Cultivate mindfulness by bringing awareness to the present moment and accepting things as they are without judgment or attachment. This is huge. So when it comes to the awareness of the present moment, we can recognize that we're safe. We can recognize that we're exactly where we're meant to be when we can really tune in. And something that I really like to do when I'm dropping into a mindfulness practice and being very present with myself is I go through what if anything is feeling sticky for me, and I ask myself, why can't I accept that? What am I not accepting about myself, right? In this aging journey, why am I not accepting my skin right now? And then really doing that inner exploration through thought and allowing the intuition to come through to start to cleanse the thoughts and return them to a space of love for the self. So practicing mindfulness is huge. And again, when we feel connection, we feel a part of something greater than ourselves, a part of this journey in a deeper way. And that is incredibly supportive. The last tip I have for you is to stay positive. So, you know, also another word that we hear, positivity, stay positive. In no way is this meaning like a toxic positivity, but I just mean maintain a positive outlook on life and focus on the possibilities that each day brings. Choose to see aging as an opportunity for growth, wisdom, and continued fulfillment, and approach each day with optimism and gratitude. So for me, I start each day by journaling, and that's how I prime my mind to focus on these things such as growth, wisdom, and continuous fulfillment. And I definitely recommend journaling. I've got my daily journaling practice for free that's also linked in the show notes that you can download as a PDF. And this is how I practice gratitude each day. This is how I just bring awareness into exactly where I am in my life and the things that I'm thankful for and who I am as a person. I let my emotions and my energy flow through my words, and it's a beautiful way to just focus on all the possibilities that life is about to unfold for me, for you, we all have so much to look forward to, and it just keeps getting better. So I hope that these tips supported you along the aging journey. If it did, please share with me. I also love when you share my podcast on social media and tag me. I'm always happy to repost. And if you feel the call to enter into Law of Being for the up level of a lifetime, I would love to serve you inside that container. Don't hesitate to reach out if there's any questions, but sending you so much love along your journey.